What's up, listeners? Welcome to another episode of Clueless Opinions, episode 4, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. With here is Asensio Fernandez, our pod daddy.
Thank you.
And myself, Jesus Urduño. And unfortunately, today, our usual co-host, Dylan Gonzalez, won't be with us today. As you guys know, he is an exterminator. He does something with bug work. I think he also kills mouses. Mm. And so he's at Disneyland right now doing a job.
Mm. Punching rats.
Yep. With some guy with white gloves. Who dresses like a mouse named Minnie. He's about to handle.
Oh, snap.
Yep. Dude. He's like, I handle mouses for my business.
I'd pay to see that fight.
They got a rat in their crew that they got rid of.
You'll see it in the World Star Hip Hop page soon.
I know, right? Goofy's tired of the rat running things. I'm just saying, bro.
Yeah.
Donald, no. People got him yucked up.
But no, so. We got a special co-host today for Clueless Opinions, our very first special guest co-host. This is a really cool guy, one of my favorite guys at work. I thought he'd be perfect as a special guest co-host. And, you know, had his very last minute, so I appreciate even him coming through with this. And, ladies and gentlemen, we got Akil Richardson here.
Thank you so much for having me, bro.
Yeah, man.
Glad to be here, man.
Yeah, thanks for coming, dude.
Anytime, man.
Hey, man, so I know we're, like, really good friends, and I just found out, like, your last name yesterday because I saw your Instagram, right?
Dude, I'm telling you, bro, I got, like, the blackest first name and the whitest last name, bro. People were like, what's your last name? I'm like, because, you know, like, I had, like, my middle name is Rashawn, so I'm like, you know, it kind of flows, and it's like Richardson, you know, like, what the fuck is that, dude?
Yeah. So Akil, who'd you get Akil from? Who named you Akil?
My uncle did.
Your uncle?
Yeah, okay. It was funny because my mom tells that story all the time. She's like, you know, she was heavy off the drugs that they gave her to, like, you know, ease the birth, you know.
Yeah.
And the doctor walks in. He's like, yeah, oh yeah. So your husband named your son. And my mom's like, what do you mean, my husband? And my uncle walks in with the fucking birth certificate. He's like, this is his name. My mom's like, are you fucking kidding me, bro?
Dang, just like that.
Yeah, crazy. Just like that, dude. And it's funny because I told my mom, I was like, what would you name me? She's like, in all honesty, if he wasn't there, I don't know what the fuck your name would have been. I was like, wow.
Thank you, uncle.
So the job's already done, dude.
Yeah, because come find out, it was his childhood's best friend's name was Akil. So I was
okay.
So I'm like, all right, okay.
So
yeah.
I made it.
Yeah, okay. So I was like, all right, cool, dude. But I never met the man, so I'm like, fuck it, dude. Like,
dang.
I rocked the name, so.
It was funny. I thought it was just like Achilles' attendant.
Yeah. No, I thought the same thing, too, you know, but it is what it is.
Hey,
know?
But it's a unique name, though. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm growing to like it, you know. Everybody says, goddamn it, goddamn Akil, so I'm like, fuck it.
it rolls off the tongue. I like it. So it's Akil Richardson.
Yes, sir.
Like I said, we're good friends and all that. You mind if I call you Akil Dickinson?
Dude, I've been called everything. I've been called Angel, Axel, and Hell. I've been called everything under the sun, bro.
Okay. What do people call you for short, even though Akil's already short? Yo, AK.
I've been called that, AK Black like Kid. That. I've been called.
Wow, Black Kid?
Yeah, my cousin calls me that to this day. Like, what a black kid. I'm like, all right, nigga, chill. Like,
you black too, huh?
For real, like, listen, he's darker than me. So I'm like, listen here, nigga, all right? Like, nigga, calm down. But it is what it is.
Yeah, it's cool. And Asensio has a unique ass name too, dude.
For real,
it
dude.
Took me a while to spell his name right, if anything. But I don't know if I still got it down.
Oh, shit.
Sorry. Oh, don't even worry about it, man.
It's got too many vowels. That's when they're looking, they're like, how do you know all the vowels already? I was like, they're in my name. They're my first name, you assholes.
Are they?
Yeah.
A-E-I. Holy shit, dude. You really do have all vowels in your name. I barely noticed that. All five.
And a splash of everything else to make it up.
How many letters are in your name?
Eight, I think.
Dang, that's a little.
No, seven. Seven in my first name.
How do you spell your name again?
A-U-S-E-N-C-I-O.
A-U-S-E-N-C-I-O. You must have had a hard time with your teachers, huh? Or your substitute teachers.
You know what the craziest part is? The Hispanic ones would butcher it, and the white people would say it perfectly. I wonder if they practiced ahead of time.
Wow.
Because the first time I ever heard my name roll off a tongue was my first baseball coach, whose name was Earl. White as snow, and his son was too. His son was a big, like, big kid. I was like, man, is he a year older than us? He was a year younger. He was just a big kid, also named Earl. But they said it like nothing without batting an eye. They're like, yeah, you thought I was going to fuck it up. Ausencio. And then the next year, I had a Hispanic coach. And he's like, Ausencio.
Again?
Yeah. He was like, how do you say it? I was like, that's fucked up.
Dude, that's funny to hear.
That's crazy, man. I would have been upset. Like, my dude, really? Like,
yeah. That's why I don't like Texas. No,
yeah, that is funny. But he didn't know you. He was Hispanic. Yeah. He was full on Hispanic.
Yeah, full on Hispanic.
Knew it was Spanish, 100%.
Yeah. No.
Well, I mean, I didn't know how to say it either. I'm Hispanic. But then again, I don't know how to speak Spanish fluently. So, I mean.
Hey, like they say, be your own niggas, so.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Yep. Be your own. Exactly right. Okay. So, Akil, I noticed your by the way, his Instagram handle's Professor Rex, right?
Hell yeah.
Professor
Hell
Rex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why is it after a dinosaur?
Because funny story about that is, like, me and my cousin, we get high. Like, me and my cousin and my best friend, we get high sometimes. And, like, I remember, like, that's how my PSN name came about, my Xbox name, you know, my Instagram name. So, like, one day we were getting high, and then, like, my boy's like, hey, he came through, he bought some, we were drinking, and we were just, like, we were just dicking around thinking of, like, names, right? And my good friend, he's like, bro, my name is gonna be like Dr. Giggles. And I was like, oh shit, dude, that's fucking funny. I took a shot. I'm like, bro, all right, now off the top of my head, Professor Rex. He started laughing, and my cousin was like, bro, that's fucking hilarious, bro. And I was I was like, dude, that's thick. And ever since then, on my Instagram, it's been Professor Rex. So
Professor Rex. Hell all right, dude. Man. Is that your gamer tag too when you play?
Nah. My gamer tag used to be the Lion God. Now it's like Diabolical Hyena.
Okay.
I like Cheech and Whoopi more.
Right. Right. But it's but shit, dude. Like, all my names come from, like, either my friends or my cousins, like, just like hyping me up, and then, like, I just fuck it. I'll just take it. You know.
Yeah. I do. Huh. Instagram handles. Usually most people. I'm like boring. I just kind of. Well, actually, mine's Jesus Chuckles, but. Yeah, I usually just put my real name, if anything, on anything. But besides gamer tags, I went through a multiple amount of gamer tags.
Oh, dude, trust me. Like, dude, my friend, like, one of my friends, he went through, like, 12 before he got, like, what he got stuck with. And then he ended up buying a PlayStation, so it didn't even matter. I'm like, so wow. I was like, what was that for, dude? All that money you spent to change your fucking name. And then, like, it's something totally different on PlayStation. I'm like, bro.
What?
That's what I said, dude. I was like, you should have just fucking stayed, bro. Like, just kept it classy.
Oh, speaking of video games, because that's what we're eventually about to get into. So, gamers, if you're out there listening, and girls who aren't really interested in gaming, you're probably going to still laugh because it's not all ridiculous to you. Anyways, video games. Would you guys ever go professional on that? Like, if you had a choice, like, you know, like, if you could have or you can, would you? Because I don't think I can.
Like, depends. Yeah. I would say it honestly depends. Like, me, like, I seen some pro gamers, and that shit's, like, unreal, you know? And I seen, like, a pro team, and, like, they're talking about, like, how they get, like, they're pretty fucking ruthless to each other,
yeah,
man.
Toxic,
like,
right?
Like, yeah, they're super toxic to each other, but they're, like, but it's for the game. And I'm, like, bro, like, that's, like, professionally speaking, that would make me not want to play anymore, you know? Yeah.
It ruins it.
Exactly. Like, you know, if you do it for the love of the game, you're down to make mistakes, you know? You're okay with making mistakes. But when you see, like, some pro teams, when you hear them talk to each other, it's like, my nigga, like, do I even want to play with you after this session? You know what I mean? Like, if it wasn't for the money, I'm pretty sure I would have left, like, the fucking team a long time ago.
And beat your ass.
Hey, for real, dude. I would have
like, just take the headphones off. Hey, man, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly, fuck dude.
You can't talk to me that way.
Yo, fuck the $1 million jackpot. I'm about to fuck you up, John.
Honestly.
I've been tired of shit since we left, since we got on the plane, my dude.
You ate my fries in the van, you motherfucker.
For real, dude.
And I definitely agree with you, because that's why I say I can't. And also, not just that, I feel like, gaming, in a way, it kind of takes away from your social, like, your social skills, you know? Because, like, if you're grinding on a video game so much, that means you're just talking to the video game community.
Yeah. It's doing the same thing.
And if you're just talking to the video game community, all you're hearing in the video games community is, you're trash.
You suck. You're lag.
You suck, kid. Get off. Go kill yourself. Yep. What are you doing?
Exactly.
You know?
Or my favorite, you know, the racism starts flying.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking weird. Like, you know, we're all doing it. Like, you know, being a gamer myself, like, I do it for the love of the game. You know, I do the typical trash talking, but that comes with the territory. You know what I mean? And, you know, like, you'll be getting, like, you know, you'll hop into a lobby, you know, you'll get wrecked and, like, shit, you know, like, I suck, you know. Yeah. Sometimes you'll take that L and you'll admit it, you know, but then there's other times when you shit on a kid, you're like, don't get shitted on, like, you know, like,
and you
like,
feel good about
it. You feel good, but that comes with the territory, you know what I mean? Because, you know, you're feeling good about yourself. You just caught the dub, or you got the kill, you know what I mean? Or, you know, it is what it is, but, you know, you got to take the good with the bad, because I know we all been there. You know, you get killed, you get teabagged, and you're just like, bro, I'm about to throw I'm about to find out where this kid lives.
That's the eighth time.
You trying to teabag me, bro? You know what I mean? And you're just like, you just your blood boils, bro. You're
got
just like,
eight squats in that session, dude. I'm pissed. You got eight squats in that session.
Yeah, for real, dude. Like, what are you trying to hit the gym on me, bro?
Hell yeah, bro.
This is not the squat, bitch. Exactly.
Or like, I'm ordering some steroids. Or,
I think that started with Halo, I think, because Halo can do it real so fast.
Yeah.
Dude, Halo, oh man, those
that's the original too.
Dude, I love Halo. Like, I play PlayStation, but like if somebody like, hey, let's play Halo, I'm like, bro, fucking set it up, bro. Yeah. I'm down. I Halo, Gears.
Oh, this guy loves Gears.
Yeah. Dude, Gears, man, Gears makes me mad.
Dude, that's the part I was gonna mention. One of my favorite parts. I'm usually the shittiest player, but I like getting the like their best guy with the chainsaw, because then he'll come after me in the game. Like, dude, you're so mad. I'm the worst guy. Why do you even give a fuck? You should not. Everyone else is begging him.
Yeah. And people, if you're listening, you don't understand what we're talking about. We're pretty much trying to say that people sometimes take video games a little seriously.
Oh
like,
man,
because like, it consumes a lot of your. You know, just your life in general. I feel like they don't really seize the opportunity of getting life experiences, but having that sick ass experience on a game.
Well, I mean, you think about it though. They get like nowadays, like that. What was that guy? Last year, I think his handle was like Bugga or something like that. I think I'm pronouncing it wrong. That sophomore who won $3 million
from Fortnite. Yeah,
I'm like my nigga, like.
That's a lot of money, man.
Yep. Dude, for a sophomore, bro.
That's a lot of money.
He's shitting on his classmates. You probably have that typical jock, like, oh, I'm banging the baddest bitches. But yet, my nigga, your bank account ain't looking as fat as his. I bet you his girlfriend would have like, hey, I always thought you were cute. Like, because she knows he can afford to take her to Disneyland and
she'll
shit.
Look at a Ferrari.
But hold up, though. Y'all ain't thinking about this, though. Okay, how much did he win? $3 million?
Well, after taxes, it was a little less.
1.5.
Okay.
Yeah,
dude,
right?
That's a lot of money for a sophomore?
Yeah, he was like 16, dude.
Okay. You know, there's a cliche saying, more money, more problems, dude. So I can't imagine what he went through his family or with his friends or what he's going to do with that money.
Yeah.
Or, you know, because that's a lot of money.
You know, like,
dude.
What I'm assuming, you know, he probably... You know, got his parents because he's only 16. He can't really do much. Yeah. You know what I mean? And not like legally speaking, you can't move out. You know, you because nobody legally is gonna like give a kid like, yo, bro, here's your house because like, bro, you're 16.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Legally speaking, they would get in trouble. You know what I mean? So I'm pretty sure he probably like moved his family into like a nicer like house. Maybe paid off his mom's like or dad's debts. You know,
student loans. Still.
Exactly. Or shit. For all we know, he probably secured like his tuition to go to like fucking Harvard if you choose to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Exactly. Because I noticed some colleges are actually giving out scholarships for video gaming.
What? Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think I remember reading something about that, but I forget how they're actually kind of doing that now.
Yeah. It's not like the big, like major schools, like, you know, like Harvard or like, you know, Yale, nothing like that. But like some colleges are starting to like, hey, bro, if you can game.
Oh my God.
Shit, come to school for us, bro.
Dude, I feel like it's getting easier to get a scholarship now.
Dude, yeah,
to play a video game. I mean, it was easier for me to get a scholarship. Like, you know, all we had to do is some scholarships, like just really easy scholarships out there. You know, something you have to write a piece of paper. There's one that was really cool where you had to write a joke, and you send it to the scholarship thing, or like a funny story. I wish I would have wrote a joke because I really wasn't into joke writing. So I just made up this stupid story about me farting. I forget, man. It was a stupid little bullshit scholarship thing. Mm. But I don't think I got it because it was about farting. I'm like, y'all ain't funny then because y'all would have gave me that money.
Y'all would have cashed me out right now.
Seriously, fart jokes kill all the time and your senses.
Just because I broke wind on your paper.
Fucking, I'm going to fart in your face if I see you. I'm just playing. Dude, that's insane though how kids are getting scholarship money from playing video games.
Dude, it really is, man. Like, it's like you said, it's getting easier, man.
Yeah,
it seems like, you know, I'm 27 and like I'm looking at all these kids getting, like, you know, even if you didn't win, you're still getting cashed out for, like, a good chunk of change, you know what I mean? I think, like, the pot, even, like, the guy who got, like, 10th place, he was still walking out with, like, $250,000.
Dang.
So I'm like, damn, dude, yeah. For 10th, like, shit, I was like, bro, I'll take that. I would have off myself if I would do this.
I'm at 11th place. Let me know when I'm at 10th place. I'm out.
Bro, as soon as I see, like, the numbers say, like, 10, I'm like, bro, I would have killed myself.
Are you writing my check? Write it out.
Like, yeah, dude, like, when you see the results, you're not even looking at the top. You're just looking at the middle. Where's 10 hours?
You're like, oh, shit, he got offed. Cash me out. Just kill yourself. Yeah,
deal.
You do the hand thing like in 21.
Bro,
dang, dude.
Hit her. Are you hitting her? Cash me out. Cash me out, boss.
Professional gaming is on another level, man.
Yeah, dude.
Because not just the money into it, but I know anything professional, like, it obviously, it takes work. You know, it literally takes work when it comes to anything professional.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. Hence, professionals. Mm-hmm. So, video games, dude. I remember watching that dude Ninja in a YouTube video. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's a professional gamer for Fortnite and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And he said how he works, dude, literally half of his whole day is gaming. Like, he breaks into bits and pieces, but the man barely has time for family and whatnot. Because he's just gaming and streaming. I'm like, dude, it's that much?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah.
16-hour days or 18, I've heard.
Yeah, dude.
But if you think about it, though, like... the money you're racking up, though, you have to, like I said, take the good with the bad, you know. And you know, like, dude, have you, like, some of these people, like, there's just, like, this one pro gamer who my boy used to watch. It was like him and his the streamer and his girlfriend. They used to stream together, but they broke up. She does her own stream. He does. This dude had enough money to buy him, like, my boy's, like, a $3.5 million house off of just streaming. And I'm like, my guy, if I got to sit there for 16 hours to entertain people, to acquire the better things in life, why not, you know? And a couple, which is crazy, because a couple of days ago I was watching the story, like, there's, like, a couple people now who are stressing the viewers for money, and it's starting to get to that point where people are like, well, you know, like, the streamer's like, well, you should donate because I'm creating content. And, like, on the other hand, people are like, well, you should be even, like, glad I'm even taking time out of my day to watch you.
Yeah.
And now you're yelling at me for not giving you money. So it's like, why are you upset? You know
and
what I mean?
This is my point where, when it comes to gamers, where, like, all right, man, like, I get it. You're making that much money. But see, that was really toxic. Like, you know, like, he's expecting this out of the people who support him. They're lacking or, like, no, I'm not here without the fans I have, without the people who like to watch me.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, he's like, nah, squeeze it out. He's like, give me more.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. He's like, bro, I'm trying to get that new Audi 8,
do
bro.
Yeah. Donate.
Do it.
Yeah.
You don't think my car needs shoes?
You know, right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Dude, you know how much a fucking tire costs for a Bugatti, bro?
Hey, it's like low key.
I know, $3,000.
Hey, I know, right? It's like low key, bro. Like, my, you know, I like riding on 24 chrome, bro. Come on, help a brother out.
Yeah, I need more chains. You see gas prices these days?
Yeah. I like to wear Supreme.
91.
I like to wear Supreme, bro. Come on, bro. Help me out. I mean, you work 8 hours out of your day. You can donate me like $20, bro. Come on.
Yeah, right. It's like that.
A Tesla charging station in
my
garage.
That's insane, man. Mm-hmm. I think, and, like, how do you not have that self-conscience where, like, damn, I'm really begging these random people for money.
Dude.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like I said, in the story I was watching, the guy was playing Modern Warfare, the remaster. And he got killed, and he's all like, yeah, if you guys want me to keep the stream going, you guys need to donate right now. And he stopped the stream.
And get out of here.
Dude, and people were like, yo, what the fuck? But this is not the first time he's threatened to shut down his stream because of, like...
Why are people still watching him?
The lack of donation. But, you know, like, some people are funny, you know, like, some people are funny. Some people are, like, watch people because they're good, you know. It varies from streamer to streamer, you know, and it's like... I seen that, and I seen this the same article. It was like this other girl who was upset. She's like, "Why do you?" And she was like, "You guys should donate because I'm a content creator, and you guys are sitting here. Like, if you guys have time to sit here and watch me, you have time. Like, how do you not have money to donate?" And I'm like, oh, that's that toxicity. Yeah. You know, dude, what I mean?
That's so bad, man.
And like I said, I get it, you know. But at the same time, my nigga, that's like
that's begging, it's taking their humanity. That's what I'm trying to get to. I feel like video games, if they, you know, if they let it consume them to a point, it kind of takes their humanity, dude. Because that's why I love stand up. You're in front of people. You're trying to make them laugh. You're trying to find a connection through laughter. You're trying to relate through laughter. Yep. You know, it's connection with people. That's what I love about stand up and this and that. You know, you're relating. You're trying to, you know, get to these people on a different level. Something really good. That's a real connection, you know. But with the video game, dude, there's not really a relationship. It's just you and the objective in the game. There's not really, I feel like there's not really a lot of growth out of video games. Besides, the only growth you have is your money.
And the
shit you can get for your games and whatnot.
Exactly.
You know, you're not really pushing your own limits as a human being.
You don't develop yourself.
Exactly. If you don't develop yourself as a human being, you don't know how to treat other human beings. Yeah. You know, you're not understanding. You're lacking that
empathy.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Because your world's in the fucking virtual world, you know? And you forget how the real world is sometimes.
For real, dude, like, you know, it's great. Like I said, it's crazy, man. Like, I feel you on that, bro. Like, yeah, dude, it's just like, you can tell, like, you know, certain people, like, even like nowadays, you know, you see like kids are always in like their phones and shit. And, you know, you try to have a conversation and it's like, they kind of look at you like, why are you talking to me? Like, and you're just like, right.
Dude, yeah, like, that's what I'm realizing. Like, some of like the younger kids growing up, they're kind of a little bit more like, I don't know if it's because they're like 18 or whatnot, but like, they're like a little less talkative than usual, you know. Like a, you know, someone at work who's 18, he works with you. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, he should not be named.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously not. But like, you know, he's a little antisocial. You know? Yeah, dude. But like, he loosened up. But like,
but it took a while.
It took like a good two months or something.
That's the big thing that's going on. My sister said right now that. Yeah. That a bunch of like 18, 19 year olds are being handed right now. They don't know how to interact with any capacity with like customers. So even like that's part of your job. You have to talk to people. You have to like,
yeah.
And then like, they don't know how to do it.
Well, yeah. Which is, you know, which is really weird. You would think, you know, high school would kind of like break you out of that, you know, because you have to talk to people and like multiple people at this, like in at different points of your day, you know, whether it's a presentation, working in groups, you know, or like, you know,
tell the lunch lady you want the chicken sandwich. Yeah,
for real, she's the first lady you learn, right? You learn to talk to.
She's always
dude.
The first lady who breaks the ice for you at school. You know, real, what I mean?
Especially like, in elementary, so she's all like, "Huh, sugar, here you go." Yeah, you're just like,
except for some of the ones who you didn't have money and like, "Oh, well, I'm just give you this cheese and bread."
Those are the worst, dude.
Those are usually the,
I'm not a prostitute. Don't throw it at me that way.
It's not a fucking hamster, lady.
I don't want your sack lunch, bro. See, like, I'm dying. I'm starving,
bro,
over
those
here.
Those were the hard times, dog. Fuck, when dude. I think of hard times, I think of the times where I didn't have lunch money. Now I was a sack and bread, cheese,
I know. And you couldn't. They didn't even give you like.
You couldn't even get milk.
Dude, real dude.
You had to get white milk, not chocolate milk.
They're like, yo, chocolate milk for the pain customers.
You know the powder, but he's like, here, you mix this. Come on, your poor ass.
Get your ass back here, wash the dishes.
You about to work this meal off today.
You want another slice of bread, don't you?
Dude, but that should be a thing at school, dude. You know, I feel like you're a little lenient at school sometimes. They should really, if there's an opportunity, I would have worked for my food if I couldn't pay. Because, like, that shows you a lot as a kid. That's what my dad did for me. I couldn't get inside until the front lawn was raked. And it took hours. I'm just kidding.
Hey, look, he's like, I'm dying out here, Dad. His dad's like, if you die, you die while sipping, like, lemonade and shit.
So I have any hot stews.
Or worst come to worst, it was like a fucking like Leonidas situation. You're like, Dad can't come in, and your dad looks at your mom. Your mom looks at your dad.
Now you got to fight the neighbor kid too
for asking a stupid question. Yeah. Go out there and fight that kid, but Dad, he keeps whooping me. Not my problem. Until you win, you can't come in the house.
Shut up and go skin a wolf.
And his pit bull.
I know, right? For real, dude. Don't come back until you fucking killed like two wolves, a lion,
a pelt of hobo coats.
Yeah, it's funny. If there was a Leonidas now in this modern day, what was his challenge go be? Go start a profile page and get $20,000 followers on your Instagram.
It'd probably be that rock climbing stuff. Something crazy.
Or like how would a man, how do a kid prove he's a man to his father? Because that's how it was in like the Sparta era.
Oh, you know? Yeah, dude. No.
But if it was nowadays.
Nowadays, fucking working at like the like at the post office, bro. Sort all this mail by 3 o'clock.
Right. Doing taxes. Flexing.
Oh yeah, dude, for real. Do you mean your mom's taxes and better not be an heir, dude?
Mom, no audits for you, dad.
Imagine if dad's like, go sell his pyramid scheme and you can't come home.
Oh fuck, dude.
Installed was it multi-level marketing company?
I want you to install that fucking solar panel, and I better have a lower bill by next month, or so God help me.
I swear to God, if you don't think what would Ty Lopez do, then you're not allowed in this house again.
Fuck, dude. You're not making 30K a year? Can't be in the South Side.
There you go.
But dad, I'm only 16. Well, yeah, Bill Gates. Just like,
Homeless shelters down the street.
You better become an influencer, son. Until then, you can't come with the house.
Son, you seen this kid, Lil Xan? I want you on his level.
Right.
I don't care what it takes.
You go outside and sleep with the dog. What? Not in his house. He earned that. You sleep outside next to his house.
Don't take his pillow.
Bro, if I see you on the dog's pillow, so God help you.
Is your name on that bowl? I guess it's not your water.
Fudge, dude. Oh man, that'd be some harsh shit.
Yeah, come on.
But it'd be funny, but it'd be harsh. But
it would be really funny though. Jesus.
Listen here, little nigga, you gonna have to earn your stripes. What do you mean? Let me tell you.
Dude, but it's funny though, because like we need shit like that. Yeah. I feel like that's who I am now, because dude, my dad was kinda like that. My dad was like, nah, let him do it on his own. And dude, like, I would go crazy because like I was such a mama's boy. Mm-hmm. But like my dad made me do a lot on my own. Literally like a lot, or I really thought I needed his help, but like, nah, he's like, he would tell me no. His favorite word was no, mm-hmm. And I'm glad now because his favorite word was no, because I am who I am now, but because I know I stand out from like other people from my age. I feel it sometimes.
It's like, right, you can kind of tell that like, the little shit that they do, you're like, yeah, that shit wouldn't fly in my house, bro. Like, that's a one way like drop kick to the fucking like,
seriously,
through the window,
dude,
bro.
That, like. Or like just a weak mentality sometimes, you know. Like, oh, I couldn't get there. I'm like, why? Oh, I didn't have money for a lift. I'm like, but there's just a Sun bus, you know.
Oh,
like,
dude,
you can
definitely.
How do you do it back in the day?
Yeah.
Get a fucking camel.
Exactly.
Like, do something.
Well,
you know?
Remember in Palm Springs, between what 3 and 6, you can't ride your camel.
On a Wednesday.
Oh yeah, on a Wednesday.
No, if it's on a Wednesday, it's a felony.
keep that in mind, you camel riders out there, dude. Like,
hump day.
Bro,
stay saddled.
Palm Springs out here outlawing camel, bro.
Yeah, make sure you wear a helmet when you ride your camels.
Mandatory.
To the high fall.
Oh, shit, dude. Nah, man. Right. Man, we used to ride bikes without helmets. Come on, bro. You can ride a camel without a helmet.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. I always rode a bike without a helmet. Yeah. I like bikes. They taught me a lot. Like, they're literally bikes or something like. Like the first thing that taught me that if you don't give up on something, you'll learn how to ride it. Cause bro, I fell so much on bikes, dog. But I didn't give a fuck when I fell, dude. Cause I wanted to learn how to ride a bike,
bro.
Like I fell on like so many dried up rose bushes, off sidewalks.
Ooh,
yeah,
man.
Dude. But I mean, hey, I fucking learned how to ride a bike now.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I ain't no professional BMX rider, but
no, those dudes break bones. Like I scrape myself. I'm like I earn my stripes, but I'm not trying to be professional, but like be in the hospital for like 3 weeks and shit.
Seriously.
The way my bank account is set up, I can't afford that.
It's a real disease, man.
It ticked out for a while too. Broke my collarbone in two places
from a bike?
Yeah.
Would you fall? Like
There's a soft patch going downhill, and the front tire dug in, and it turned the bars too as well when I hit it.
Oh
shit, dude!
I wound up basically pal driving myself into the ground, and then my nephew walked towards me. I was is anything sticking out? And he just does his head nod with a worried look. I was like, yeah, it's broken.
Thanks, little nephew.
Yeah,
for keeping it real but not saying anything. Yeah.
I was like, thanks.
Dude, he's if you ask him now, he probably still has that vision in his head.
Yeah. You look
just uncle come up.
He's
oh my god.
Every time he closes his eyes, like, Theo, no.
Yeah.
Zombie Theo with one arm dangling.
You traumatized that kid, dude.
Yeah.
I still remember the face. I still remember his face, like, damn, shit, this guy's fucked up.
And you were just having fun with him, huh?
Oh, no, I was like, oh, I might have to go to a hospital.
No, no, I know, but, like, before the incident happened, like, you were just having fun with each other.
Oh, yeah, everyone just had breakfast.
Yeah, okay.
I was going to go take a shit at the nicer toilets. It was his bike.
It was in the morning, too?
Yeah.
Wait, you start off your day?
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
At GC, the soccer game, I was mad. I was like, fuck it, at least I'm going to have a burrito and then take a shit at the comfortable toilet. I asked if I could borrow his BMX bike. And I was going downhill in this one part. It just dipped crazy. I was like, no.
Still get the burrito, though.
Yeah, the burrito was all right.
It wasn't worth it at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Dude, that's hard, though. Like, the most vicious or, like, gory injury I've had was, like, I almost cut off my fingers with a head trimmer.
Oof.
Yeah, dude. And they were stuck in there. Like, and they're like, yeah, I was just cutting the bushes outside because, you know, my dad wouldn't let me inside.
Yeah. And you just beat up the kid.
He's like, I just stood over the kid, hands are bloody. I picked up my tool and I went to go finish cutting the hedges.
And yeah, dude, I was cutting the head bushes and then somehow I just got my finger stuck in there. And then like the machine stopped because my fingers were in there. And I obviously I took my hands off the button and they're just stuck in there. So, dude, I'm so glad I did not do this. I was 18, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, my fucking fingers are cut. Like, they're stuck in this trimmer. So the first decision I thought I could have made was, all right, cut off my fucking fingers. Because they were already stuck in there. Literally, dude, they were stuck in there. I thought I could have get them out. So I thought I had to, like, push
it,
the fucking,
I know, right?
You
know? Just fucking, just
like,
call it a day.
Like 137 so. Hours, like some shit.
Oh,
like that.
I know,
you
right?
Know, just fuck it, you know. But I didn't do that because I eventually like wobbled my hand out and I got out. Thank God. But bro, meaty. Like you can see the meat in my fingers. I think my index fingers, the tip of it was like dangly, like a little dangly. And I went inside, dude. And my mom didn't believe my fingers were cut. She literally thought I put ketchup. Until I had to get close up to her. I'm like, no, look. And she's like, oh, shit. You're bleeding.
We gotta go.
So I just put it underwater. And I'm all thinking, that's an emergency room situation,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No, bro. Mexican parents. No, they're dickheads.
It'll heal.
So I'm literally sitting with a towel over my hand. And then it pisses me off because I go in, you know, like when you go to urgent care, you go in that little small room first and then they take you to the main room.
Yeah.
I thought I could skip that situation, you know, because it's pretty obvious. Yeah. But no, I go in there. Okay, we're going to check your blood pressure. But what are you doing on your left arm? Because your right hand's there's opening on your right arm. Yeah.
You're just looking at it like,
I'm like, are you fucking? Sir, I just want to get my shit sewed, please.
We're working on your left arm, sir. Will you be patient?
Seriously.
We will get to your right hand.
We noticed you've had a fever for a while.
You're looking a little pale. You know shit.
We're gonna have to draw some blood.
We're gonna have to draw some blood from your left hand because your right hand, obviously. I'm just saying.
Right, but before we get to that. I'm gonna go on break, all
right?
Okay.
Right. Sorry, sir. I gotta take this call. You'll be okay. Just try not to get it on the table.
Yes, I ordered two pizzas.
You're tripping. Oh, you're here? I'll be right back. It's pizza day.
Or it's like one of those situations. Damn, my bitch ex-wife won't just like drop the kid off on me. Hold on, I'll be right back.
Like, oh, is that Keith I hear?
Oh no, dude. But
I'm gonna take a smoke break, bro. I'll be right back. 5 minutes tops.
How'd they even get a hookah,
dude? They might as well, because I waited so long.
Fuck,
but
dude.
No, and then they sewed it, and then you can still see like the big scar. But the rest kind of went away. But like it was fucking. That's my even craziest injury, dude. That shit was. Yeah, I'm not gonna forget that. Hell no.
Fuck, dude. Shit like that, you never forget. Like, for me, my craziest injury. Sorry, was I broke my arm, dude, in the fourth grade, man. And I remember that shit like it happened like this morning, bro. Like I remember I told, like, you know, and the monkey bars, you know, you try to see how many bars you can skip, you know, if you can skip the most, you're like the, you know, you're like the biggest nigga on the block, you know, at the, as kids, you know, yeah, like, you can skip two,
we lash our arms,
exactly, yeah. You know, you can skip two, people are like, oh shit, don't fuck with that guy,
he got reach,
I know,
like he got reach over
like
you,
the dunking version of a little kid,
bro, like a slam dunk contest, bro,
bro, you don't walk on your, feet, you walk on your hands,
for real, dude, like, for real, like, you know, like, little kids, we do like the dumbest shit. Who could jump the furthest off a swing, you know? Who gets them, like, you know, skip, like, no dumb shit, right?
Yeah.
So I remember this day, bro. Like, I told my boy, like, bro, like, I'm about to do it, bro. I'm about to go for the four. He's like, nah, bro. I was like, bro, just give me a push. Mistake number one. My childhood friend, dude. It's sad because I don't know where he's at now, but dude, I have love for him and his family, bro. Like, this is my nigga, bro. He pushed me, bro. And I thought I had it, bro. I thought I had it, but reality and gravity had like a totally different agenda, bro. All I remember was hitting the sand, and I heard a loud crunch, and I was like, oh no, you know. And then I sit up, bro. It was like a war movie, like, you know, like bombs are blowing up. I'm like my ears are ringing. I'm just sitting there. I'm just like, fuck, dude. I'm like, and like something, I could tell like something was off, bro. I look up my left hand. I'm like wiggling my fingers. I'm like, all right, it's cool. Nigga, I look at my right hand. That's when the adrenaline just was like left. And then I try to, like, I looked at my right hand, dude. I can only move my pinky and, like, my, like, I don't know what this finger's called, but, like, the second one from my, like, ring? The one from my pinky. Yeah, my ring finger. Dude, I can only move them. And my other fingers, I can just feel like I'm trying, but it wasn't happening, bro.
What?
I look, dude, my shit looked like, my shit looked like my bones were on top of each other, bro. Like, not connected. Like, one was, like,
you can see like one sticking out.
Yes, bro. Like, I can see one, like, poking out. I was
And you're in the fourth grade?
Bro, and then...
You sat there and screamed?
Dude,
or what?
No.
Okay.
My dumb ass got up, ran like 5 feet, and then I fell to the ground, and I was screaming. I was like, oh, dude. And like, I was like, bro, and my boy was like, what the fuck? And then like, and...
Hey, I bet you traumatized.
Right? No, it was fucked. What was traumatizing about it was...
You're talking to my nephew right now.
Right? Yeah. What was really fucked up?
The same group talk.
Right? What was fucked up about it? They try to make it seem like my boy was the reason why, but he only did what I asked him. You know, and I felt bad because people were like, why would you? And they were jumping on him, you know. Even his parents were like, why would the I'm like, no, we were a kid, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, he's like, you know, I asked for it. Like, I didn't ask to break my arm, but I tried to go for the fourth skip, you know.
You
like,
said that as a fourth grader?
Yeah, dude.
Wow, you mature little ass
fourth grader. No, you know, people were picking on him, but I was like, no, hey, like, that's not the case, you know what I mean? Like, hey, like, stop. It's my friend.
Yeah, you told him, like, hey, I'm not going to let you sign my cast if you keep picking on my friend.
Yeah, dude, like, that's my boy, you know, to this day. Like, if I see him again, I got love for the guy.
Yeah.
But, like, and then what made it even worse, dude, like, CPS showed up.
Ooh.
And they're talking to my mom, like, dude, you break his arm and send him to school. And I was a troubled kid, like, as a kid. Like, I was in the principal's office a lot doing dumb, because of dumb shit.
The principal knew your name?
She knew my mom, like, on the first, like, she was like, she stopped calling my mom Mrs. Richardson and called her by her first name. That's how often I was in the principal's office, you know? But, you know, and she, you know, the principal, her name is Miss James, and she was an older lady, love her to death. And she's like, she was snapping at, like, my mom was telling me the story. She's like, she snapped at the lady, like, what the fuck you mean? Like, she, like, I, like, you know, she's like, he's a good kid, you know, I try to be. A little white lie. And she's like, no, she didn't do that shit. Like, you know, there was a couple witnesses that witnessed this happen, so what the fuck are you talking about, you know? So, like, that's the reason I remember it, because, like, all this shit happened, and I'm just like, fuck, dude. And, like, the worst case about that, like, I got that itch, like, because it was, like, up to my forearm, dude. And I was like, I was like, fuck, dude, and I got that itch, and I tried to scratch it with a pin. I was like, oh, dude, this is, like, the worst fucking pick. Like,
yeah.
Bro.
Having the cast itch.
I can't imagine, dude. That, man.
Shit, man. Like, now when it gets cold, my arm hurts like a bitch. I'm like, son of a bitch. I was like, and that's why it's a constant reminder, and the doctor told me, like, yep, you're gonna have bad arthritis because of this. I'm like,
on your right arm?
Mm-hmm. I was like, my nigga, I write with that arm.
Do law with that arm, doc. stuff I can't tell you.
Yo, dog, I've been single for a while, dog. Let me just say I can squeeze an orange right now.
I guess I'm about to go me make with it. I mean, is that what it's called? Both hands?
Ambidextrous.
I don't know what the fuck I'm saying.
Yeah. You're like anemic. I'm like, well, that's something that.
Yeah. That's by the way, listeners, I might sound a little illiterate, but I try with my words, all right? So.
Shit, that's all we can do nowadays, yeah. Because just try.
Dylan was getting caffeine on me on episode 3 when we were talking about dreams with the apocalypse happened.
Oh, yeah.
And then I kept seeing a popsicle or something. Not apocalyptical, or I don't know how the hell you say it, but sometimes it sounds like I kept saying a popsicle. So I'm just roasting on myself right now. But speaking of scary shit like that, I also want to get into, you guys ever experienced like any haunted like shit or like anything like that?
Oh, dude, yes. Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. Yeah. In my house I live in now, bro.
Oh, really?
Yes, I'll never forget this shit, bro. So, I don't know, because either I was like really tired or whatever, right? And it was like I came home, and this is like when I my other job, I used to get off like around like 3 or 4. So I'm like, okay, I go home. I'm tired, man. And I remember my bed was against the wall, dude. And I remember like facing the wall, dude. And I heard a knocking from the other side of the wall, because like my room, like. From where my bed was at the time, it was like pretty far from the wall, from the door. So I heard like a knocking like from the wall, and I was like, hello. And I heard somebody say hello. And I woke up, I was like, fuck. And I was by myself, and then in the house, I was like, fuck this, dude.
Wait. You live in Desert Hot Springs, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, there's a lot of crackheads and all.
No. Like I'm like where I used to live, it's like we had like a yard, and it was pretty, it was like the fences. We're pretty far from the houses, so it was like maybe like a good like 5 feet, like 6 feet fence, 6 feet the house, the next house over, and bro.
So like, there's no way it could have been anyone. You're saying?
Bro, I was in the house by myself, bro.
And there's no way it could have been anyone outside your house.
No,
like trying to.
No, dude.
And you heard a clear hello.
Yes, I was like hello. I was like hello, and the voice said hello. Dude, I woke up. My heart was beating so fast. And my mom, my family just like my family came back like 20 minutes later, and I was like in the living room like, oh, I'm about to have to burn this place down. I don't know how to explain this to my mom.
That's fucking wild,
dude. I was like, and I'll never forget that shit, bro. I was like,
That is so wild.
Never doing that shit again, bro.
What about you, Asensio?
I have a couple of things. I remember when I was in the shower one time when I was living with my parents. I was like 15 or 16. I just turned around, and through a shower door, there was like a dark outline, like a person figure, and it just fucking dropped like a curtain, and then fluttered across that little area away. It fucking freaked me out.
How old were you?
Like 16, 15, 16.
Get out of here. Yeah. And you weren't tripping out or nothing? No, shit. You were just showering.
Was sober. Yeah, it was like on a Wednesday.
What the?
I was just showering because I was like, yeah, fuck it. I used to take night showers like
that's that. Insane, dude, because I used to I saw something like that too when I was a kid. We were at an old condo, not an old condo, a little apartment we used to live at in Desert Hot Springs, and it was a late night. I think it was like almost 10 o'clock when I was a toddler. I was like probably like 3 or 4. And I remember this, it was like a serious moment. So I was just watching TV, and to my right, you know, it's an apartment way. So like to my right, you can see like the window, and there's a curtain over the window. And, you know, outside that window is like the sidewalk, the plants, you know, typical like apartment shit. You know? All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. And there's a light, and you can see shadows like of people walking by. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it was late at night, so very few people walk by. But when they do, it's a very light little shadow, you know? But instead, I saw a full on outline of a shadow of a guy. And it looked like he was really close to the window. And I just saw a shadow because I was watching TV, and to my right, I can see his window. And I was like, what the hell? So I looked to my right, and it's just a shadow. And then the shadow just waves at me. And I get up, and I fucking go screaming. And my sister's showering. So I go screaming, slamming on my sister's door. And I'm like, there's someone outside waving at me. But the thing that tripped me out, you can't see through these curtains. Like I said, you know, like when something's covered and you see the shadow behind it in a way, but they can't see inside that because these are like You know? So when I, as soon as I looked at that shadow, the shadow waved at me. So you can't see through these curtains. So as soon as I saw that shadow, yeah, the shadow waved at me.
Was it the same, like, if just the out, like, a, think, like a dark,
yeah,
like
a guy figure? Yeah. And then as soon as I look at it, just like this, you know, just waving its hand. Yeah, dude, I flipped the hell out, and I was like, "What this?" I went, and then I took out to my sister, and then we called the cops, and then they're like, "Oh, typical cop excuse. It was the trees, the shadow of the trees, probably the kid. Yada yada. Yeah. My job's done. I saved lives.
You're welcome. Yeah. I just got paid for this,
motherfuckers.
America's safe again.
Exactly. Another hard day at work, honey. Just kidding."
Goes home, it's like, Jesus Christ, man. I saved this kid's life, man.
Yeah. Honey, I saved him from some shadows.
Honey, warm up the meatloaf. I got a story for you.
Right. Bring out the good coasters and put the pot on. I got a story
for you. So I was trying to look into, like, haunted hotels and shit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so because we work at a hotel. So I was like, all right. And I was like, try to look into it. But I got a few hotels and whatnot. But I'm like, nah, I got this other topic. How to ghost hunt. There's a thing that says how to ghost hunt online. Yeah. And I wrote a few of it down on my laptop. But, dude, it literally not step by step, but like how to fucking ghost hunt.
Do you need a Ouija board on hand? It always feels like that's what they're lacking.
No. Dude,
I'm going to be honest with you, bro. Like, I'm not very superstitious, but the Ouija board is like one of those things. It's just a no. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you hear a lot of stories. It could be made up. It could be true. Mm. But do you really want to risk? Do you really want to take that chance? You know what I'm trying to say? Like,
would you
rather be certain?
But. There is rules to it. So they say if you follow the rules, it's not because, like, you need to say goodbye.
I saw a video about that. If you follow the rules, you'll have a good time. But yes. If you break like any of them, it's like you're gonna have a bad fucking time. You
so might as well don't play with idiots.
Exactly. You might as well just call Lucifer. Yo, just come take me now. Just like, yo, I'm checking out.
Bro. Because I'm fucking crazy, dude. I think about it sometimes, and then like I used to be scared of it when I saw it at the stores, literally right in front of my face.
But Toys R Us,
but now
Candyland. Everyone forget about that shit.
Next to Chutes and Ladders and shit, like, bro, you could play this or you could summon a demon. It's for all ages, bro. From 3 to 99,
you do anything on game night.
Yeah,
anything.
You can own a house or sell your soul. Choice is yours.
So, being a ghost hunter. So, the first one it says is being prepared. You got to have a camera, flashlight, pen and paper for observations. You got to got batteries because, I guess, for your flashlight and shit. And the most important thing for hunting ghosts is comfortable shoes. Comfortable shoes. You can't be running around in flip-flops.
There's a lot of searching.
You know,
I'm just wearing my Chucks. Fuck the bullshit. I'm hunting ghosts and dirty Chucks, bro.
No, and I guess like if you also have more money, you can get like better equipment, like better, more ghost related equipment. Ghost readers, you know, yeah, shit like that. And then it also said you gotta do your research, and then you gotta investigate the area. You gotta look into stories about the area, what you've heard, you know, what time you need to go and whatnot. And you gotta always ask permission to search around and you know, ask the people who live around there.
Well, I mean, is that from the ghost? Exactly. I mean, obviously, because you're trespassing at that point. Like, if you don't get permission from at least like someone who owns the building, that's trespassing.
What are you doing? I'm looking for ghosts. No, motherfucker, you're breaking in.
What if someone was just ghost hunting your house? You're like, hello. Yeah,
just walk up in your house,
and they got scared and they ran off.
There was a ghost in there. You said hello to me.
For real, dude. Like low key, you need permission because at that point, the law's about to get involved, bro. What the fuck you doing over here? We're hunting ghosts. First of all, you need to get the fuck out. Second of all, you're going to jail if you don't vacate the premises in the next 5 minutes, bro. You know, like, and it's like, you know, what gets me about like haunted places. You know, if it's not a historian place, you know, like if you watch like ghost hunting like TV shows, most of the places like historic, so they have to stand. You know what I mean? They're protected by the law. You know, but like, you know, certain places that are like look like if you sneeze too hard, it's gonna fall apart. Like those places get torn down. You know what I mean? Yep. Like you see those like those old school like plantation like esque houses. You're like, bro, I feel like if I lean like the wrong way, or if I step on the wrong board, this shit's coming down, bro. Like those places should be torn down just for the sake of like. That's dangerous, bro.
No, yeah, I get you.
Fuck the ghost, bro. You about to get like you're about to get tetanus if you walk in there.
I wonder how they do that too. I wonder how they keep an old ass building up because it's super old.
It's a shitload of maintenance. Where Robert E. Lee signed during the end of the Civil War, basically, like the Army of Northern Virginia lost, like they're conceding. Mm-hmm. That house was moved to another location and it's fucking rotting and they're trying to restore it, but the guy doesn't want to do it because it's on his property now. And
wow.
And there's like holes through it, but they said that it's basically one, it's about to fall over. It's this old ass wood.
And you just want to put money into it?
No. Nah.
Wow. What a dick. Trying to start another civil war.
Oh, this time for our house.
Yeah, South shall rise. And our home shall be rebuilt.
South will rise again for that house. You know, but I mean, like, shit, dude. Like, it just baffles me, bro. Like, you know, even nowadays, you see it. Like, you know, like in modern times, buildings that haven't, they've been like vacated like for like years, like, bro, tear it down or like shit, like put a park there or something. I don't fucking know. Yeah. Tear it down. Put like a bench. Like,
yeah.
If I had money and I bought properties, I would tear down like old buildings and just put like a bench with a table right there and like a lamp, like a little street light. And like, why? What else was that space going to be used for? I mean, the building was there for so long, no one's going to use it. And you know what I mean? Like, fuck it, give it back to nature. You know what I mean? Because, like, I seen some of those buildings, bro. Like, where, like, especially in the South, bro, like, where nature starts to take over.
Well, has all the greenery and ivy.
Yeah, dude. And you're just like, that either, like, two things are going to happen. One, like, a couple things that happen. One, you know, it's going to be like that movie, like the movie The Ruins. You step in that building, you can never leave. The plants take over. You know, you become part of the house.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's haunted. You're about to be strangled by one of the plants. Or three, it's going to fall on top of you. Your choice, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Or four, you know, you just so happened like you were inherited by like some random like fucking old person that those like, in your family. Like, well, shit, you inherit the house and you're just like, what do I do with it? And like, you try to sell them. And the people are like... Do 50 cents, bro.
And that's the thing with ghosts. I feel like, I don't know. The only stories I've heard about ghosts is like people see shit, hear shit, yada, yada. But I've never heard anyone dying from a ghost, you know? Or like, not like how the movies make it seem. You know, you get dragged in the closet and you never get seen again.
Yeah. But I mean, like, if you, that's like splitting. At that point, you're splitting like hairs, you know what I mean? You have to like, there's ghosts, then there's like there's specters, and it's like it starts like getting it like once you like, oh, it's a ghost, and like, but did it touch you? And you're just like, well, what do you mean? And it's like then it starts like divulging into like different things. Like, bro, all I know, it wasn't a body. I just heard a voice, and then they could try to like throw a glass at me. What do you want from me, bro? Like, he broke my favorite mug. Now, bro, I'm about to throw hands.
I had a fresh bowl packed on the coffee table, and this motherfucker tried me, dog.
I tried to get run over. At work. I'm going to get run over today. I'm going to meet you in purgatory. I'm going to fuck you up.
Bro, I'm about to off myself in this house, my nigga, for the rest of eternity. I'm throwing That was my favorite mug, and you broke my piece.
You know, I'm finna kill myself right now and find your bitch ass, dog.
I'm coming for your ectoplasm, my nigga. I'm on your ass.
I'm fucking Ghostbusters on your face.
Hey, imagine you're on a Ouija board, you're all spelling out bitch ass motherfucker.
I'm coming for you.
Are you a bitch? Yes.
And then he just replies with, try me. The me has like four E's. This makes you.
Makes even more heated. Like, he's. Lord, I'm gonna have to take this L.
Oh, fuck, dude.
About to crack this board over my knee.
Oh, man.
Oh, God, dude. But, I mean, like, I don't know, bro. I'd rather not fuck with the other side, bro. Like, I feel like that's something.
I won't either.
Like, I feel like if you want to know, cool, share the knowledge with me.
Yeah.
But as for me going out to do that.
Fuck no.
Nah, yeah. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I feel that way about the guy who does the people that, like, National Geographic, Animal Planet pay to, like, you know, take videos of animals and shit, like, underwater and, like, all these, like, vicious animals. I'm like, bro, you're doing God's work because there's no way in hell I'm going under the sea to fucking, like, get, no like, face-to-face with, like, a fucking great white. You got me bent, bro. Yeah. Or I'm not about to go to the Amazon jungle, like, oh, man, they got spiders the size of puppies. time out. You want me to film? I'm out. Yeah. I'm out, bro. You get that check, boy. You get the bread.
How do they feel around cameraman? Do they know not to worry about the cameraman? I'm just kidding.
I know, right? Like, do the animals know? Like, this is a documentary, or like, are you breaking them off too? Because like, I don't want to get eaten. Yeah.
That's true though, dude.
Did you pay them in advance? Yeah, did you let them know I was coming?
That's very true.
I want to see the employee roster. Does it say lion?
Does it say cheetah? Yeah. I'm pretty worried right now, bro.
You know what's funny too? I feel like it, you know, because like it was like when it was hard for us comics to find, you know, we found a spot and then that's how we found each other.
Oh, yeah.
I can't imagine how like and you know, say like bands, it's hard for them to stick together, trying to find, you know, a drummer and this and that. I can't imagine how ghost hunters feel. Like, bro, it's hard to find someone to ghost hunter. Visit this demon house with me, dog. Like, everyone's a bitch ass.
Yo, dog. Can you just imagine the pitch? Bro, I need a cameraman. We're going to go to his house. You're like, okay.
Dude, don't trust Jeff. He never recharges his batteries. You never get anything you want. Right? We heard a noise. It wasn't on camera. The batteries died.
Right? Like, can you just imagine the pitch, though? Like, bro, I need a cameraman. Right, to follow me, we're filming a documentary, and you know that's the cameraman. Like, oh shit, this is easy bread. Yep. Like, what we're doing? He's like so vague. We're about to film a house, okay? Yeah. From the 1700s. Oh, you're like, okay, history piece. You know, like a little history piece, and you're like, okay, cool. And then like, you know, he tells you the name of the house. You're like, oh, okay. And you look some research as you're getting there. Like 16 people died here. You know, like there's a demon and shit. And he looks at you. Yeah. He's like, oh yeah, bro. And we're spending the night. Nigga, what? You mean just us? Oh yeah, and we're like 20 minutes from the nearest help.
No cell phone coverage.
No, right? And always like no cell phone coverage. Like, yeah, like no, bro.
30 miles away from your nearest gas station. Also, have you seen The Shining? it's a great self-help book for what Bible do.
And have you seen Children of the Corn? Don't go out there.
Yeah.
Mean what? Oh no, bro.
And if you hear something that knows your name, don't follow it.
If you hear your name being whispered, don't answer. Why? Yeah, trust me.
It's hose. Ignore the hose.
Exactly. It's the hose.
It's the hose. Ignore the hose.
Hey, come on, bro. That's how we lost four other cameramen. Four others.
Four others.
Please, dude. You're our fifth guy.
Like, right? We need you, bro.
What happened to the rest? They quit. Like, oh, the job? No life.
They stopped living. They quit living.
That's besides the point. You need to make this bread.
you're worrying about the small details. Look at the bigger picture. It's for your portfolio.
Now, it is post-dated. Do not cash that today. Do not cash it today.
Quick question. Who's your next kid?
I understand you're just a kid in your high school program, but I'm telling you, it's going to get you out here.
You're gonna be directing films like Spielberg in no time, bro. Just do this one thing.
Are you good in low light settings?
Hey, side note, are you athletic? Can you run?
You might want to start hitting jump rope before we do this.
For real, dude. How fast can you run a mile?
What's in that canteen? Regular water? No, you need holy water.
You need holy water and vodka. Why? Just because. You're about to see some. I mean, for a good time.
Yeah, because it's always good to have holy water.
Yep. Right?
Oh, man. Fucking ghost hunting, dude.
Please, I like scents, so bring some sage.
A lot of it.
Can you say these lines and just repeat them a couple of times?
It's Latin.
It's Latin, bro. Like, don't worry about it. It's a long drive. Yes. Just practice these lines in the back. Yes. You know, same to yourself. Make sure you keep it. Oh, and also, bro, I'm kind of religious, so I need you to wear a cross too.
And this is a fun thing we like to do. It's called the rosary. You gotta pray each bead when you think crazy stuff's about to happen.
Right.
When you feel fear, say this.
Yes. Say Santa Maria, Madre Dios, venga con nosotros.
I have the card in English too.
Can you read Spanish or do you prefer English? I got both.
Oh shit! All right, these listeners are like, okay, these jokes.
Oh, dude.
Oh man.
Hey, we're trying to help you guys get a job of being a ghost. Honestly, a cameraman.
Y'all want some ghost hunting tips? And right. For cameraman especially, shit.
So we're looking for videographers.
Right. Come to Clueless Opinions for that shit.
Right. Make sure you can carry up to at least 50 pounds, bro. Can you run with carrying a camera? We need you on that Maury. We need you on that Maury camera, dude. Like, you gotta be like that guy.
Yeah.
What?
The cameraman from like Jerry Springer and Maury.
Sprinting.
Oh yeah.
You're not the father. On it. He's like right on him, bro. Yeah. Like Jesus. Jesus Christ, this dude could like, this dude's like a marathon runner. It's so true. For real, like the camera doesn't wiggle or nothing. He's just like on it, bro.
Or the camera guys from Cops.
Yeah, they're just like on it, bro.
Sometimes they pass the cops. Have you noticed? Sometimes they pass the cops.
Bro, dude, put a bazooka on that motherfucker.
It's just a criminal looking back. It sees the cameraman. He's so confused. Because the cameraman's not doing shit.
Dude, those guys are in a league of their own. So that's the type of people they need for ghost hunting,
the,
bro.
The cameraman league, dude.
the league of extraordinary cameramen, bro. Like,
you go to like the workplace, it's dumb doing power cleans and like the war work, like crazy.
For real, dude. It's like a full workout session and shit. They do like the pool workout and shit. They got the camera, bro, like, you know, you're like, in the
They're doing footwork, ladder drills, but they have the camera on their shoulders.
Suicides and shit, dude.
But with cameras.
Tire flips with the camera. Damn, you can one arm that.
Fuck, dude.
Oh shit. Hey, shouts out to cameramans.
Bro, they're underappreciated, yeah, bro. They're bringing us the content we need.
Exactly.
They're bringing the content you didn't know you need until you see it happen. Yeah.
They go through all the fear, all the life death experiences, all the crappy parts of movies. Mm-hmm. They take all the jizz and porn sometimes.
Oh, God.
They get the whiff of ass.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, they be seeing shit that we don't want to see, bro.
All the stuff that's edited out.
All the stuff that's edited out.
Dude, what about my life? You can't edit that out.
The cameramen and the editors are godsend, bro. Yep. They cut out the shit they know for sure would traumatize you to the day you die.
This will ruin the movie.
Dude.
I wonder if they keep that footage, though.
Oh,
for jokes.
What footage?
They have like, their own blooper reels?
Like the edited shit. I wonder if they kind of put like in a separate file. I'm like, bro, you want to see some fucked up shit? Like this is fucked up shit like 73. This is the shit that we didn't want to show you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's plenty of footage like that, dude. I wouldn't doubt it at all. Mm-hmm. There's so much basement. Shit.
Yeah, I know. It's like in a black box, in a black box in a chest under the sea, protected by sharks and shit. Like this is the shit down. It's like in a pool, like with a bunch of sharks and shit and piranhas. Like, bro, down there, that's the shit we can't show you.
Yeah.
What do you mean? This is the shit. But the studio said, bro, if we show this, this is probably gonna end the world tomorrow.
This is the reason why we went through 5 cameramen. Let's get that 5 that footage.
Right.
But the things say, never investigate alone, because we all seen scary movies, and always ask permission, like I said, and be safe and cautious. But, the only thing that I don't like about this ghost hunting, the only tip it doesn't have or say, why don't you just get that fucking Ghostbuster vacuum that they use and shit? Yeah. Boom.
Because it's trademarked, bro.
Oh, you're right, dude.
Exactly. Instead of you getting paid, now you're paying the studio to use that technology.
Damn. Come on, dude.
Copyrights are a bitch, bro. Yeah.
Why does ghost hunting usually have to be at night?
Bro,
ghosts like the daylight?
Dude, that'd be fucked up. Like pretending that you're a ghost hunter and then you roll up to someone, like you have like the whole Ghostbusters card on. Like, none of this shit really works. You just go in there with the vacuum, like,
fuck up the
vase. Yeah, are they gone?
Knock over their faces and shit. That'd be $200.
Just walk out. Yeah, all the spirits came out the vase. I got it.
My dad was in there. It was his ashes.
Well, your dad was fucked up.
He was a dick.
Hey, that wasn't a vase. That was an urn.
He was a Civil War general. He was born in 72.
He was from the South, bro.
Oh, man.
He was pretty fucked up already. That'd be 200.
See, that was Jack the Ripper in there, okay?
Right?
You know it. You're saved.
All right. Well,
I mean, technically, you obviously don't want to do it by yourself, bro.
No.
Because, like, even like not the super like supernatural shit, like if you fall and like break something, you want to at least have somebody there to help you, you know what I mean? Or something falls on you, God forbid if something falls on you.
No, yeah,
you know,
and I'm pretty sure that's why it's
and be cautious. Obviously, those, like I said, those buildings are fucking old, as like almost as old as God, bro. Like,
no, yeah, they're really old. They're really old,
like,
dude.
Like shit,
and
dude.
Abandoned.
Especially like when they do movies, like theaters, and they're like on the second story. I'm like, bro, I wouldn't trust that shit, dude.
What I'm scared of the most, though, when it comes to this ghost hunting stuff, it's like, yeah, you're there to hunt ghosts, and you're going to really abandoned places. But what if it's like the worst of the worst, and it's not even a ghost, but it's like a fucked up cult doing some fucked up shit,
and you happen
to be at the wrong place, wrong time.
Oh, yeah,
that's why
dude.
It says bring your comfortable shoes. You know.
Bring a piece. You know, you should use hiking rules for ghost hunting instead. Bring a knife, bring some snacks.
Like, dude, like, Now, not think about it. That's a really fucked up. That'd be a fear, dude. Yeah. Like, that'd be you're just thinking to yourself, like, oh man, I'm about to investigate this shit.
Make
like,
that you walk into a movie. Cult,
and like they're probably like killing somebody. Like, oh shit, and they're like, you witness. And you're like,
oh yeah, we gotta kill you too.
Yeah, like, no.
What if you're exploring a place and they all come in while you're doing it, and while you're trying to hide out, they find you. Like, oh, this is the motherfucker to sacrifice. Mm-hmm. It's been prophesized or some shit. Yeah, like,
dude, people. Hey, I wouldn't put it past it, dude. People are fucking deranged, bro.
Dude, it's a big world. It's a big world, a lot of us think not a lot of people are some way. Nah, it's a big world, dude. The fucking it's
like me and mom were talking about that. Like, you know, the shit that we see, just thinking about the shit we don't see or the shit that they cover up because it's too heinous. You know what I mean? Like
news or internet doesn't get everything.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. And the shit that they do, it's like if you like the shit that they do get, you know, some heinous shit you see, you know, like a lot of animal abuse and shit like that. You know what I mean? That's some heinous shit.
Yeah.
But think about the shit that nobody records, but they're just doing it just for the fun of it.
Yeah. And that's the thing you compare it to, because people think the internet's huge and you can see that shit through the internet. But like, who knows what else we haven't seen through the internet? Because what does the internet get the shit from? You know, the world. Exactly. But like, that's only someone posting.
People be willing to show it.
Exactly. Yeah, or just think about the people who like, you know, who are just doing it just because they want to, but they don't want to like,
it's like their little secret. Their exactly. Little fucked up secret.
Like the little right. Fetish. You know? Yeah.
It's so weird. All right. Yeah. So I don't want to end this episode on that.
bring your partners, guys. Don't go ghost hunting by yourself. You might end up in a cult.
Fucking, you're gonna don't go ghost hunting in general. Find something else better to do with your time.
Hey, let them niggas sleep, bro.
Yeah, right. Say, leave them alone, dog. God, go bug someone else. Go bug your career.
Go bug your boss for a raise.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks for coming, Akil.
No problem, bro. Anytime.
I appreciate you, dude.
Anytime, bro. Anytime.
Yeah, man. It was fun recording with you, man.
Glad to be here, man. Glad to be here, brother.
Yeah. And Asensio, thank you all the time, too.
Welcome.
Yep. And thank you, listeners, to come into another episode of Clueless Opinions. Where we just covered ghost gaming and who the fuck knows what else we covered.
Checking the roster for animals if they're on the payroll.
Yeah. Oh, Breaking Bones.
Yeah, all Breaking Bones.
Traumatizing little kids.
Yes. Traumatizing little kids. Okay, you guys, appreciate you. You guys take care of yourself out there. And yeah, have a good day. Love you guys.